This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Yesterday, I attended Illinois Farm Bureau's Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference in Springfield at the Crown Plaza. While I was there, I had the opportunity to talk with the American Farm Bureau Federation's newly elected president, Zippy Duvall. Zippy is a farmer from Georgia with years of leadership experience, and we discussed some of his goals he would like to achieve as president and what his farming operation looks like at home. I guess the best way to start out is really to find out a little about you and tell us where you're from and what your farming operation looks like at home.
Sure, I come from Georgia, northeastern part of Georgia, and I spent a lifetime dairying. I milked about 300 cows for 30 years, and I got out of that and replaced them with beef cattle. So we have about 350 mama cows, and this year is our 30th year of growing poultry. We are a contract grower for Pilgrim Pride.
Well, sounds like a great operation that you have. With your time being spent here in Illinois this week, any differences that you see in our agriculture compared to Georgia? Maybe a little more black dirt here, but let's talk about differences and maybe the growing season. Just how does it compare?
Well, in South Georgia, where most of our row crop is, which is mostly what I saw yesterday when I was riding around, they're already planted a lot of the crops, all the corn's in the ground, and they're getting ready to put the peanuts and the cotton in now. So, yes, the dirt has a lot different color. You know, you have a red, pebbly-looking dirt that the peanuts grow in, and up where I come from is red clay. And our topsoils are not nearly as thick as some of the topsoils up here. So this is a wonderful farmland up here. It's just beautiful, even though there's not a crop on it. But to ride around the countryside and see a little dust stirring, it kind of makes you as a farmer just kind of get excited about what the summer's going
to
bring.
Well, I'm sure farmers in this area are pleased to hear those comments from you. Let's talk now about your role as president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Newly elected, do you have any goals going forward now as you serve this role? What are some things that you'd like to do?
Well, the big thing is I got to build those relationships with all the important people that are involved in policy making for agriculture. And, you know, that's not just outside of Farm Bureau, it's inside of Farm Bureau, too. But, you know, congressmen, senators, people at USDA, trade advisory people for different countries, you know, I've kind of run the gamut, and we're constantly, several times a week, meeting with the people in those areas and trying to build those relationships. So that's been really interesting to me. The other goal that I have is bring unity to our industry. We talk a lot about being united in Farm Bureau, but we just can't be united together just in Farm Bureau. Agriculture is made up of a smaller group of people now, and there's so few of us doing, and all the other people in America, that what we do set them free to do what they want to do, but they're so removed from agriculture they don't understand us. So we're going to work to try to unite agribusiness, policy makers, Farm Bureau people, and commodity groups, and I think we have got to make an effort to work together as we move down to and approach some of these huge challenges that are in front of us as agriculture.
And I know you're fairly new to this presidential role, but has it been what you've expected so far? Are you busier than you expected, or how's it going for you?
Well, you know, the new guy in town, everybody wants a piece of him. So, you know, they want you to come and speak. And, of course, you can't be everywhere. But I'm trying to be everywhere I can be, physically be, and try to speak to all the right people. So, you know, it's important for me to do that in town, but also I want to get out in the countryside because, you know, the first year of my presidency will be not only a hard-working year, but it'll be a learning experience because I come from Georgia, and even though we have a lot of regional differences in Georgia and we produce just about everything from apples to zucchini in Georgia, it may be a mirror of American agriculture, but it's nothing like going to that farm or that part of the country and actually seeing how the issues are affecting farmers. And see, I think that's my job. It's my job in the absence of the farmer to be able to stand in front of Congress or any other group and tell them how these issues affect those farmers. So my plan is to be in Arizona on the border to look at immigration, to be in California to talk about drought, to be at grasslands and grazing rights out west. And of course, here in this area, the infrastructure along the lake and our roadways and bridges are very interesting to me, and I want to know how to talk about those issues and how it's affecting the farmers here in this area. So those are just things, just a top of the on the list, and there are many, many more.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, Zippy. Is there anything that I haven't asked you today that you'd like to mention, or anything else you'd like to share with us?
Sure. You know, I understand how busy people are on the farm. When I dairied, you know, there just wasn't enough hours in the day to get everything done. But I would like to leave an impression with everybody to make them understand how it is important it is for them to be involved. Because their voice, whether it be through our policy development process through our county farm bureaus or through their commodity groups, their voice of what's going on their farm and what they need to be productive and be able to go into the future and take on these problems is very important. And as the president of the largest general farm organization in this country, I want to make sure that every farmer has the opportunity to tell his story and that we can get his feedback so that we can really develop some really sound agricultural policies that's going to help him, his family, and his rural community, because that's what we're all about.
Once again, that was the American Farm Bureau Federation President, Zippy Duvall of Georgia. And we'll have more news after these messages. A young farmer from Metropolis, Illinois, is using cover crops on his fields and says he's seen multiple benefits. Improved soil tilth, increased yields, and a reduction in feed costs for his cattle are a few of the big rewards Mark Bramer has experienced while using cover crops. Mark was part of the RFD Today live broadcast at the Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference yesterday, and I had a chance to speak with him about his farm.
Yes, I farm with my father and down in Metropolis, Illinois, Massac County. We raise corn, soybeans, and cattle there, so very diverse, and we enjoy it.
Well, I enjoyed listening to you today on the RFD live broadcast, and I thought you made some great points talking about those cover crops that you use, and those are becoming more and more popular throughout the state. So let's talk about what types of cover crops do you use on your farm?
Yes, we use mainly two different types. We use cereal ryegrass and then annual ryegrass, and then we also interseed in with it radishes or rapeseed canola to help out the tilth of the soil a little bit better. And then the cereal rye and the annual rye is both grazable by our cattle, so it really works well with the crop side. We get multiple benefits from it.
And let's talk about those benefits. What are some of those? Maybe some economical and environmental?
Yes, we've seen a huge return on investment on investing in cover crops. Our soil tilth has really improved, and because of that, of course, yields have increased along with it. But as one of the things I think farmers sometimes miss is our losses, and that for us is nutrients that are running off in the soils into the waters and then on down to the Gulf. And this is one way we found that we were able to keep that soil in place.
I know a lot of times I've heard from farmers, well, it takes too much time or it's not an effective way to spend money. But from your experience, it sounds like it's been worthwhile for you to have those cover crops.
Yes, it's time well used, really. I mean, the savings and the benefits come together, and return on investment, like I say, is huge. We see it as a way to increase yields and on our way to a higher yield overall. So that helps on the cattle side, cut our hay costs, increase our pasture ground because our hay ground is no longer used for hay because we don't need it. There's just so many benefits you can go on and on with.
Anything that I haven't asked you today that you'd like to share?
For anyone that wants to try cover crops, I encourage you to go ahead and try, but leave a test strip so you know where you've been, so you know where you're headed. You can see the difference. It's not a sprint, it's a long marathon. It takes maybe 3-4 years to really see the benefits and implement everything on your operation, but stick with it, it's well worth it.
Mark Bramer, farmer and Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Representative from Metropolis. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.